What are the biggest sources of tension in a relationship? And how can we get better at working through conflicts together as a couple? Our guest today has helpful tips to offer. I'm your host, Marianne Jacoby. Welcome to our monthly podcast. We're talking with Dr. Terry Orbach. She's a psychologist, a nationally recognized relationship expert, and the author, most recently, of Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. She's a professor at Oakland University and a research professor at the Institute for Social Research at the University of Michigan. Terry, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Marianne.
So let's begin by talking a bit about your research. You're the project director of a National Institutes of Health long-term study on marriage and divorce. You've been studying the same group of couples for 28 years. Give us some of the highlights.
Well, as you mentioned, I have been following the same 373 married couples for 28 years now. They all got married in 1986, and it was a very diverse group of married couples. 46% have divorced in those 28 years, which actually is the national average. And we asked them a host of questions, and they're interviewed as couples and as individuals.
What are the most common sources of conflict you find for couples?
Well, the number one source of conflict from the couples in my study is money. I find that 7 out of 10 couples said that money causes tension in their relationship. And I think money is a source of conflict for older and younger couples, Marianne, because regardless of age, couples just don't talk openly with each other about money, about spending and saving and their goals for the future. Money is a big source of conflict, especially early in a relationship, because two people are coming together and they're merging their finances, their assets, their debts all together. So money is the number one source of conflict. And then I would say number two is the division of household labor and who's going to take care of the children and the tasks around the house. So those are one and two.
Is there a best way to bring up a difficult or a volatile topic with your partner?
Well, first of all, timing is everything when you have a disagreement or a conflict. You really need to find the best situation. All of us have these topics that we're dying to talk to our partner about, but we really need to find the best situation. And that is when you're alone without distractions, without the kids, the Final Four basketball game, without being hungry or too tired. So timing, when you bring something up, is very important. What I found in my study is that most couples deal with conflict at night and in the bedroom. And for me, those are two big no-nos. You want to try not to have your disagreements, arguments, conflicts at night because you're tired, you've had a long day, and you really need energy to deal with conflict and disagreements with your partner. And then you don't want to have conflict in the bedroom because you don't want negativity associated with the bedroom anywhere in the house but the bedroom.
And not at night when you're tired. Is there an ideal time of day then?
Many couples find that after they've had coffee or breakfast in the morning is a good time to talk about some of the topics that are bothering them.
Does trying to resolve conflicts over the phone or by email work? Is that effective, or do you have to be face-to-face?
I think emailing, texting, and phoning are good ways to initiate but not resolve disagreements. So it's totally okay to email, text, or phone your partner and make an appointment to talk about things so that you're giving your partner the time to think about the topic. Think about how they want to manage or talk about it themselves. But you don't want to resolve conflicts via email, the phone, or texting, because oftentimes you really need the nonverbal communication to understand how your partner is responding to something you're saying or what they're feeling about a particular topic.
If you're in the middle of a heated argument, is it okay to take a break?
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea to take a break. When we're irritated and upset, it does something to our brain waves, and we're not able to problem solve, or we can't rationally problem solve and argue and discuss with someone about a particular topic. And what we know studies show is that it takes at least 30 minutes for our brain waves to go back to normal. So I tell couples that you can take a break of seconds or minutes to calm yourself and to relax. Just make sure that you tell your partner that you need the break. So you don't want to storm off. You don't want to leave a room without telling your partner, I need to take a walk around the block. Give me 45 minutes and I'll be back to discuss this topic. So yes, taking a break, making sure you're calm is very important, because when we're not calm and relaxed, we may say something we regret later.
Does how much you fight as a couple, how much conflict you have, predict whether you'll stay together or not? What have you found?
Well, I think first, too much conflict isn't good. Studies show, including my own research, that it's about a 5-to-1 ratio. You want to have 5 positive experiences in your relationship to every 1 negative experience or 1 conflict. But after that, what I found is that in general, it's not how much conflict you have or how much you fight that predicts staying together over the long term, because you're bound to disagree about something, but it's how you handle the conflict, how you manage it or resolve the disagreements that predicts whether or not you'll stay together over the long term.
Terry, is it possible to get better at this, to improve the way we fight?
Yes, absolutely, Marianne. You can learn skills to better handle disagreements and arguments with your partner. Sometimes we don't realize that how we say something can affect the outcome of a disagreement. So by learning simple skills at doing conflict better, like don't name call, watch your body language, don't dismiss your partner's feelings, but validate them. Try to understand them. Don't do what I call kitchen sink, bring everything into one argument, but instead, you want to deal with one issue at a time. Learning all of these skills is very important and really improves the way we do arguments and do conflicts with our partner. Finally, I just want to say, don't be complacent. I always encourage people to bring up topics that are bothering them. I think you can learn skills to better handle disagreements with your partner, and by not being complacent or by not ignoring the things that bother you or annoy you, you can make a difference in your relationship. In the end, you want to sweat the small stuff with your partner. Bring up the little things that bother you. As a psychologist and as a scientist, I've seen that these small changes that we can all make have positive impacts and make a positive difference in our relationships.
Terry, these are very helpful strategies. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Our guest was the psychologist and author, Dr. Terry Orbach. Visit her website at drterrytheLoveDoctor.com. You'll find her books in bookstores. On this website, you'll find many helpful resources on all aspects of building a strong relationship. Also, look for the helpful video, Fighting Fairly. Thanks for listening.